My love phobia regarding repair people continues. As most of you know, I have ongoing issues with fix-it folks who come to my house. I just dread it. It's not even about the price, although that's scary, too, it's about strangers in my space. Perhaps you recall the times I was shocked and appalled when strange men's faces showed up in my upstairs bedroom windows. I was shocked and they were appalled as I was still in bed and not clothed. I grabbed a sheet and crawled, like a snail, out of the room to find some clothes. Then, I slunk back to shut the blinds. I maintain it was not my fault the condo board failed to notify us what day window cleaning was happening. It was a similar situation when it came time for the eaves cleaning. Again, me undressed and male faces in the window. Insert screaming inside and out. Yes, I am aware there are things called curtains and other things called nightgowns. But it is what it is. The latest adventure came during the most recent big chill. My automatic garage door opener gave up the ghost on the exact week I didn't want to have to leave my vehicle outside. I bit the bullet and called for a repair. Maybe it's just me, but I seem to never be prepared for any in-house visits. The first thing he asked for was the garage door key. My mind turned to mush. Key? Do I have a key? Does it look like a luggage key? I have no clue. I used to keep all in a logical spot, by the door, but then came Christmas decorating and everything got moved. Then the guy asked for both of my remotes. I have no idea where those are, either, as the batteries died and I didn't know how to replace them, or was too lazy, so I stopped using them. The repairman was looking at me as if to say, "What an idiot." "I'll go looking for all those things," I told him. "Give me a minute." I went into full freakout mode, tossing stuff out of junk drawers and desks and cupboards and miraculously found what the guy needed. He didn't appear as impressed as he should have been. Men. So, he got the door open and figured I had a few issues. Sensors were out of alignment and keypad needed replacing. He may have mumbled something about wiring. But here comes the part that freaked me out. The guy says, "Come on in and I'll show you how the sensors should be lined up." I swear to you, as the door slowly and noisily creaked shut, with he and I inside the darkened garage, I heard the voice of Keith Morrison narrating. As the heavy garage door ground to a close on that fateful day, Wendy realized nobody knew of her whereabouts. Not a single soul. Why would she go into a concrete room with a stranger? Those answers may never be fully known. On the next dateline, as luck would have it, he really did just want to show me the sensors and I remain unscathed, but still traumatized. Yes, it all worked out and everything got fixed and I know now how to change the batteries, but it was still creepy. It reminded me of the time the furnace guy came into the house and locked my front door behind him. That completely freaked me out. I'm sure it was just a reflex. I always do that too, but it scared me. I did go over and unlock it and leave the door open. Then, there was a time these guys came to check my roof for squirrels and didn't have a ladder. Huh? Yeah, they borrowed mine. Weird. So, my phobia of in-home repair people is not completely unfounded. Yes, I watch too much true crime, but it's also accurate. There are crooks and scammers everywhere. Maybe, just a heads up to companies sending representatives out for jobs. Make sure you properly identify yourselves and call ahead so the homeowner knows your arrival time. Proper uniforms and identification are also vital. Certainly, safety guidelines go both ways. Homeowners, that would be me, should know where the necessary gadgets are. Homeowners, hi, me again, should be prepared to properly explain the issue and answer questions. Homeowners, yep, me, should be properly attired prior to the worker's arrival. No nudity. That should be a given, I suppose.